chair's door. "Get in," he commanded.
"Good sir,
it's a nice morning," said Vimes, taking off his coat again. "I'll drive myself."
Dearest Mum and Dad, Captain Carrot of the Ankh-Morpork City Watch was on his day off. He had a routine. First, he had breakfast in some handy cafe. Then he wrote his letter home. Letters home always gave him some trouble. Letters from his parents were always interesting, being full of mining statistics and exciting news about new shafts and promising seams. All he had to write about were murders and such things as that. He chewed the end of his pencil for a moment.
"Well, it has been an interesting week again," he wrote. "I am running around like a flyee with a blue bottom and no mistake. We are opening another watch house at Chitling Street, which is handy for the shades, so now we have no less than four, including Dolly Sisters and Longwall, and I am the only captain, so I am around at all hours. Personally, I sometimes miffs the camaraderie of the old days when it was just me and Nobby and Sergeant Colon. But this is the century of the fruit bat. Sergeant Colon is going to retire at the end of the month. He says Mrs. Colon wants him to buy a farm. He says he is looking forward to the peace of the country and being close to nature. I'm sure you would wish him well. My friend Nobby is still Nobby, only more than he was."
Carrot absent-mindedly took a half-eaten mutton chop from his breakfast plate and held it out below the table. There was an unk. "Anyway, back to the job. Also, I am sure I have told you about the Cable Street particulars, although they are still based in Pseudopolis Yard. People do not like it when watchmen do not wear uniforms, but Commander Vimes says criminals don't wear uniforms either, so be damned to the lot of them." Carrot paused. It said a lot about Captain Carrot that even after almost 2 years in Ankh-Morpork, he was still uneasy about damned.
"Commander Vimes says you have to have secret policemen because there are secret crimes."
Carrot paused again. He loved his uniform. He didn't have any other clothes. The idea of watchmen in disguise was, well, it was unthinkable. It was like those pirates who sailed under false colours. It was like spies. However, he went on dutifully, "and Commander Vimes knows what he is talking about, I am sure. He says it's not like old-fashioned police work, which was catching the poor devils too stupid to run away. Anyhow, it all means a lot more work and new faces in the watch." While he waited for a new sentence to form, Carrot took a sausage from his plate and lowered it. There was another oonk. The waiter bustled up.
"Another helping, Mr. Carrot, on the house?"
Every restaurant and eatery in Ankh-Morpork offered free food to Carrot, in the certain and happy knowledge that he would always insist on paying.
"No, indeed, that was very good. Here we are, 20 pence and keep the change," said Carrot.
"How's your young lady? Haven't seen her today."
"Angua? Oh, she's around and about, you know. I shall definitely tell her you asked after her, though."
The dwarf nodded happily and bustled off. Carrot wrote another few dutiful lines and then said, very softly,
"Is that horse and cart still outside Iron Crust's bakery?"
There was a whine from under the table.
"Really? That's odd. All the deliveries were over hours ago, and the flour and grit doesn't usually arrive until the afternoon. Driver still sitting there?"
Something barked quietly.
"And that looks quite a good horse for a delivery cart. And you know, normally you'd expect the driver to put a nosebag on. And it's the last Thursday in the month, which is payday at Iron Crust's."
Carrot laid down his pencil and waved a hand politely to catch the waiter's eye.
"Cup of acorn coffee, Mr. Gimlet, to take away."
In the Dwarf Bread Museum, in Whirligig Alley, Mr. Hopkinson, the curator, was somewhat excited. Apart from other considerations, he'd just been murdered. But at the moment he was choosing to consider this as an annoying background detail. He'd been beaten to death with a loaf of bread. This is unlikely even in the worst of human bakeries, but dwarf bread has amazing properties as a weapon of offence. Dwarfs regard baking as part of the art of warfare. When they make rock cakes, no simile is intended.